Senator John Kerry has conceded the presidential race to President Bush. The senator called the president a short while ago. He is expected to make a statement within a couple of hours. NPR's Juan Williams is with us now to offer his analysis of the presidential race. What prompted Senator Kerry to make this call at this moment?
Well, I think there's lots of conversation among his political advisors, Renee. One was comparisons to how this had been handled in previous elections in American history. If you think back to 1960 and Nixon conceding to President Kennedy, you think back to 76, President Ford conceding a very tight race to President Carter. And the idea was, at some point, you have to acknowledge the reality that President Bush had a 145,000 vote lead in Ohio. It didn't look as if, even with the provisional votes, there was going to be the opportunity to overcome that. And, of course, we had since seen that Nevada and New Mexico, still up in the air, but certainly Nevada and Iowa had gone for the president.
Shortly after Senator Kerry makes a concession speech, President Bush will make a victory speech. What is the president likely to say to the nation?
I think the president is likely to be very conciliatory. He has to celebrate with his followers and the people who gave him this mandate, as the White House is calling it in phone calls with reporters. But he is also, I think, going to pick up on something that came through in this phone call that Senator Kerry made to the White House, which is that this is a highly divided country, still highly polarized. And he and the president seem to agree that this was a time for some, you know, olive branches. And I suspect that the president is going to be highly conciliatory in his remarks this afternoon.
Juan, what stood out for you in this election, and what do you think tilted it to Bush?
Well, you know, it's really noticeable. Everything comes down right to that battleground state of Ohio. I think it was highly predictable, and people said it. But when you look at the exit polls, and of course they were controversial exit polls because they gave us one impression earlier in the day yesterday, but you look and you see that people say that morality was the top issue for them at a time when the country's at war, at a time when the economy is at least on shaky ground, if not in trouble. And people are talking about morality. You see that about a quarter of the people who turned out in the state of Ohio were evangelicals, and their vote overwhelmingly went to President Bush. So you understand that really this whole issue of religious faith and the kind of drive and political overtones to political faith really had a tremendous impact on the outcome of this election. Right?
Well, as you say, the president's people are calling this a mandate. By any definition, I think you could call this a mandate. How will he govern?
Well, that's for him. I mean, for him, that's a tricky issue, because I think the idea, in you know, for Karl Rove, the political advisor to the president and others, is to create a Republican majority. They have so far had tremendous success with now taking stronger control of the Senate, picking up seats as well in the House. But the question is, how do you go about governing in such a way as to encourage more people to feel comfortable with being a Republican? More of those people in the suburbs that were growing around places like Columbus, Ohio, and Franklin County, Ohio, around places like Minnesota, outside of Minneapolis that they're after. This is the question, and they're going to have to play to the base, but they do so at risk. If you excite the base, you also polarize people, and therefore create a stronger opposition. And I think that's the risk, that's the dance that they're going to have to do.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR's Juan Williams with political analysis.